Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Celebrating Liberation Day. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
The great sportsman like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman, how do we not lead off with the Blues in this streak they're on, huh?
Oh, I'll give you one reason why I would lead with something else.
Okay.
Because Ivan Herrera hit three home runs yesterday in the Cardinals' win over the Angels. 12-5. That is an awesome performance.
That is,
man,
a new name for me.
Ivan Herrera, well, get to know him. He's going to be a big force in this league. The Cardinals love his talent, and they have been tantalized by it to the point where he's not a very good defensive catcher, but they play him anyway. And that's why, right there. He hit three home runs in the ballgame yesterday. He can crush the ball. All he does is put the barrel of the bat on the ball. I think he is very special, and I think at some point he'll be a middle of the order hitter for this franchise, and maybe as soon as this year. I mean, he looked great yesterday. He's one of the best hitters on this team, I think. And the Cardinals won the game. Look, the Cardinals are not going to be the prettiest sometimes. They're going to make some mistakes here and there. They're going to let people back into the ballgame, but they are fun. I mean, I will say this for them. That's an entertaining brand of baseball they play. They are one of the best hitting teams in baseball right now. They're averaging 7 runs a game. They crushed the ball yesterday to the point where they won 12-5. They scored 7 runs in the 8th inning to put the game away. They're fun. I mean, that's a fun brand of baseball right now. And, you know, they run the bases well. They play good defense. They got some flashy players. They got some personality, some youth. You know, they bounce around in the dugout. Those players are fired up.
Well, maybe it'll drive more people to the ballpark because I know they've hit 2 record low attendance. What was it, Tuesday and Wednesday or something like that?
I'm not concerned about it. I think that fans will do what they want to do. I've never, ever, ever told fans what to do. So, you know, I would encourage you to go to the game if you want. But if you're protesting this team for some reason, then go for it. I mean, you do what you want. I would never – these Cardinals fans have been around for years. They understand the game. They love the game. I would never, ever doubt them. I'm just telling you that this team is a fun brand, and if you want to come support the players, go for it, because I think they're a group that actually is worth pulling for. But, you know, do what you want to do.
Time may prove me wrong on this, but I think that the poor attendance Sunday and – yesterday had more to do with the weather forecasters telling you that Armageddon was coming. Like, who wanted to be at the ballpark at noon yesterday when that's when this line of storms was supposed to move through?
Well, it's the perfect recipe of, you know, but, you know, Savannah Bananas would have sold out this weekend.
But
if you had told them that Bananas are going to play, even though the storm is coming, I guarantee that place is full.
Okay. All right. I get your point.
You know, so yes, but also I think it's the combo of kids are in school. People have things going on, early starts to the games Monday, Tuesday, and definitely a day game Wednesday. Cold, like you said, a little rainy, windy. But mostly there has been this like protest of Bill DeWitt and John Mozeliak and that regime. John Mozeliak's leaving. Chaim Bloom is taking his place. There is a youth development underway and a change in this organization that I think people are going to enjoy. But you could say all that all day. You have to win, and you have to give people a product worth going to see.
And they're winning. Are they going to import any of those funny-looking bats that the Yankees are using right now?
Talked to Ollie Marmol about it on Tuesday, actually, and he said that they have known about it for a while. This is not news to baseball people. These torpedo bats have been talked about for a while now, just because the Yankees started using them and it got out publicly that everybody's talking about it. But, you know, not all the Yankees use them. Aaron Judge doesn't use it. And he seems to hit just fine. I think it's a fun thing that people are trying out in the game. And, yeah, they'll probably take a look at it and play around with it. But some of their hitting coaches have been looking into it for a while now.
Okay. Yeah. I just wondered.
So you think we'll get 11 wins in a row? I feel like we do have to talk about it. So this is they could tie the record tonight.
Sorry I spent so much time on the Cardinals.
That's okay.
But I felt like saying that. I think the team is actually fun. And Herrera hitting three bombs yesterday was really, really great. Yes, I'm going to go tonight.
Nice.
And I really love this team. I've been all year long wondering if this team had what it took. And this is all Jim Montgomery. Monty took the team, that Four Nations faceoff break, into like we had him on. He talked about it. Sort of like a mini training camp. And Doug Armstrong, we had him on. He talked about it as well. He took him and he basically said, this is the way we're going to play. You're either in or you're out. I mean, are you on board with me? And since that time, when they got after it and they implemented his system during that break, 16-2-2 is their record. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you want to say a curse word?
Unfreaking believable. 16-2-2 over that time.
I know.
It's just mind-boggling, and they are very much in this race as a top wildcard team. I'd actually like them to be right where they are instead of climbing a little bit higher. I don't want to play Dallas early. I'd rather play Vegas. I'd take Vegas all day. First round.
Vegas or Winnipeg?
Sure. I'd rather take Vegas. Vegas right away and take them down and then keep advancing. I think the Blues would be a tough out. They are a fascinating team. And why is all this happening? Montgomery. But also they have a lot more speed than they used to have. And I look at a guy like Kyrou as a perfect example of how this has all worked out. Kyrou obviously has great skill, and he has great speed. And he scored that goal that tied the game against the Red Wings. But something happened early in that overtime period where it might have been the end of regulation, early overtime period, where he comes out, boom, he hits a guy right center ice. Bam, right. Just drills him. I'm like, what in the world? Jordan Kyrou has become like Jeff Cortinall or something. He's just crushing people. And I thought that was really great. I mean, you didn't see that out of him previously, but every time I look at the box score, I see Jordan Kyrou hits three. You know, he has become a good two-way player, and that's Jim Montgomery for you. The Montgomery effect on these players, telling them, you want to play in this league? You can't just go skate around and for YouTube highlights. I mean, you got to be a great player all the time. And that's what makes them great.
What's your time constraint here today, Tom?
Got to go do a 6:45 sportscast. So if you can get me out in about 30 seconds.
All right. Well, you're welcome to go, my friend.
I guess I got to go. It's always great talking sports with you
It
all.
Is.
I'll see you all at Enterprise Center tonight. Bye, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Happy to lose.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Are you going to be in seats or are you going to be in?
Seats.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more
StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
States, yeah.
I'll text you.
All right, text me.
I hope they can. I'm pulling for the Blues. I know I'll be the first to admit it. I haven't really paid. I mean, obviously I report on the scores, but I haven't been as excited about them just because they weren't doing so great. And now it just feels reminiscent of 2019, and it's, we needed this,
don't
St. Louis.
I know
everyone. Don't say that. You're going to jinx it. We needed this after a really crappy season for the Cards last year. I feel like St. Louis sports fans in general, Mizzou, you really sucked at the very end. Sorry. I was excited
football
about you.
Basketball.
Celebrate
the win. You had a great season.
I know, but we flopped at the end, and I'm not happy about it. I'm just saying that we needed this as a city, like some team to rally behind, and the Blues are that right now.
Yeah. And maybe the Cardinals, showing some signs of life, will start to put more butts in the seats moving forward.
I'm sure
we're going on
the
11th, right, Carl? Is that right?
I'm going too.
We're all going.
The Friday.
We're all going on the 11th, right?
I thought our seats were going to be different than what they actually are.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Wait, I
we'll
saw
have to
that.
Talk about that. I didn't see that. I did not see that.
You thought you were in a suite.
I did.
Oh. You are not.
We always have been.
We're not in a suite.
Really?
No.
Oh,
wait. Does that mean that I don't get to try all the food?
No,
that's
different.
For the party.
That's different.
No,
anyway.
Talking about for the game. We'll talk about it during a commercial.
All right. Yeah.
No one wants to hear our woes about us going
No, yeah, no
baseball.
One feels bad for us. Game. They're probably like, you know, you want a hamburger and whatever they say, French fries.
Get more at 971talk.com.